Well, the Gemara has here on Pehei Amud Aleph says, Avimi Brei de Rabbi Abo Havimaski Bezuze, Avimi the son of Rabbi Abo borrowed money, Bechazoi, Shadrinu Biarchama Brei de Rabba Barabo, he sent Biarchama Brei de Rabbi Abo, Shliach also Parinu, he paid it, Amr Luhu Havili Shtar, he said, now that I've paid it, give me the star back, Amr Lashi Troy Ninu. They say Shitroininu, Rashi says Shitroininu means Mitzadakr, meaning there was another loan, that was an oral loan, I'm keeping the shtar because it's a separate loan, Milvah B'shtar. Also came to Rabbi Abo, so he asked the Zaba, what's the din? Amar li istachasadi de parinu, do they have witnesses? Do you have witnesses that you paid him back? Amar li, so he said lo. So Amar li, so Rabbi Abo said to his son, Migud yichol lomar lo yudvor miol, yichol lamin Shitroininu. Since they have a migu, they could have denied that you paid them. Therefore, you have a migu to say they could have said lo hayu dvarim yom lahadam. They're able to say shitroininu, and therefore you lose. You're gonna have to pay both loans. Leinin l'shlumi shliach mai. Does a shliach have to pay back the lova? Amar Ravashi chazin. Iyam l'shkol shtar v'avazuze. If he gave him directions, take the star and then pay cash. Mashalim. Then he didn't listen. Hav Zuzu Shkol Star, if he said give cash and take the star, then Lamaisi listen, Loma Shalom. The Gemara says, Lo, it's wrong, Benkach, Benkach, no matter what, how he said it, Meshalom, Dermali, Tkuni, Shirabdich, Lola, Vosi. When I sent you to be a shlich, to help me, not to hurt me, the Meili's got to pay. So, the Tosfos in Baba Basra on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Yamaska, Amai, asks Akashi, you see from this Gemara that Amigu is Lahotzim. And that's a major machlokas in Rishonim in general. The Ritva and the Ramban actually paskin Migu Lahotzim, you can say, Amrini. But Tosos, many, many Mekomos and other Rishonim claim not that way, the Migu Lahotzim lo Amrini. That's Taisha's Shita in general. Taisha has it above Metzia on Beis Amud Aleph. Right, the Gemara says the Mishnah says Shnayim Ochsim Metalizei Yachloku B'Zomer Kulishli V'Zomer Kulishli is Yachloku B'Shvua. Then the Mishnah says if a guy says Kulishli, the other guy says Chetshishli. The Mishnah says the guy who says Kulishli gets 75%. The guy who says Chetshishli says 25%. So Frek Taisus, the guy who says Chetshishli has a migu to say Kulishli. So Taisus says migu lahotzi lamrini and pays him out. That's Taisus sheet in general. Maybe with Taisus and Bovas or Frek the Kasha, this is a migu lahotzi. The bout that they had a migu to say lo yudvar miolam, that legitimizes Shitroi Ninu, the male they able to be motzi malman, and they can get another loan, milva bishtar. So that's Taisus kasha. The goes Ashri has the same kasha right here. So they both answer like this: that you're right, migu lahotzi is lo amrina, but if you have a star, a star is different. And in what sense does your star make it different? So the pashtus is that the Shmaitzin, Shmaitzah Aleph, Perek of Talit says the shtar, it transforms you into a muchzuk, and the Meila, it becomes a what? It becomes a migu lahachzik. Migu lahachzik, everyone says, is la'amrinim. And despite the fact that Mishnah says in Sotan, Chavtal Abarach, Machlik is Beshameh Besilo, in the din where you have a suffix sota, where there's kinu in stira, and the husband dies before the shtias Besota, so there's a machlekes Beshami Besil, does she get the ksuba or not? So Beshami says she gets the ksuba because kol ashtar omed ligvos is kegavu domi. That's what the Gemara says in Chafayim and Aleph, running out to Chafayim and Beis and Sot, is Basba the Nishta. And Besil holds no. Besil holds she doesn't get the ksuba because kol ashtar omed ligvos is enu kegavu domi. So we hold it's enu kegavu domi. So don't we normally pass in kegavu dummy? But the fact is that since that's in a case where it's a vacuum, there's no other stud in here. But if you have a migu, and the migu plus the star makes it kegavu dummy. In fact, the Knesset HaGdol has a lashon, migu makes it kegavu dummy. And however you want to say it, Lamaisa, the star is like the afsa de karka, the stipler has that the star becomes, makes it a muchzuk, so the star is misayaya. The Migus Messiah, that the star also becomes like a muksuk. So however you want to formulate it, Migu Lahotzi is lo amrinin, but a Migu with a star is fine. And that's exactly what's going on in this Gemara. The Ramban, we mentioned Paskin Migul Holtzi is Amrinin, but the Ramban in Baba Basra points out from the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, he points out, what do you say according to the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina says, even a Migul Lahotzi with the star is Lo Amrinin. So there's such a sheet in Rishonim, he identifies as it being Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina. So if you hold Migul Lahotzi Bishtar Lo Amrinin, so what do you do with our Gemara? So Ramban is a beautiful pshat. The Ramban says that the migu here in this Gemara is not necessarily on the milva bishtar that will allow you to be motzi mamur. The migu is on the fact the money I already collected, and therefore I'm allowed to keep it, and therefore that's a migu lahaksik. The shtar is a regular shtar, a shtar halvah. But there's another perspective to view the migu in this Gemara. The migu is not on the ability that allows me now to take the shtar mimotzi mamun with it. No, the milva, the migu allows me to collect the money which I already collected, and therefore it becomes a migu lahasik. And therefore, lamaisa, those who shown in the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah holds milva b'shtar, migu lahotzi lo amrinin, even with the shtar, will reread this Gemara like that and say that the migu here is to allow me to keep the or alone. The milva b'shtar is just a regular milva b'shtar. The mele becomes a migu lahotzi. Mele doesn't, it's not a problem at all. So the Ksos points out, very beautiful nafkeminit. The Ksos in Pei Bei Sifkat and Yud says a nafkamina between the Tais and the Ramban will be what will be in the situation where you have two oral loans, two milval pes. So lefi the Ramban, you would be Naman because the migu is lahaksik. But according to the Taisus says in order to get out of the problem with the Hotzi, it has to be Bishtar. But here's two milval pes. So according to Taisus, Taka, halacha lamais, you wouldn't be Naman. That's a very beautiful nafkamina that the Ksos gives. Halacha lamaisa between the Taisus and the Ramban. If what would be the din in two milval pes? So this concept also we have this concept. Let's mention it now. Taisus, there's two Taisus in my Testament Beis that also discuss this topic of milva of migu lahotzi with the shtar. The Taisus in the last line of Testament Beis, the last Taisus, discusses the situation of a woman claims she's a basula, and Taisus says maybe she should be believed with the migu of muku tzeitzani tachtecha. So Taisus in the very last line says that would not be a good migu because it's a migu lahotzi. Now you're talking about a ksuba there. So you see that Taisus holds here that a migu lahotzi bishtar, Taisus holds is lo amrinin. So the Mitzvah Eisen says, well, Tosa Sheet in general, we just said that a mil bishtar, a migu lahotzi bishtar is good. So what's going on with this Taisus? So he wants the taina, but if the shtar is put in jeopardy, then maybe it's bad. If she was mizane, kodem erusin, memela, she's not even zeicha to a shtar. So if the shtar is put in jeopardy, then you can't say migu lahotzi bishtar amrinin, because the shtar has a tremendous reis in it. It could very well be the whole thing what could blow up. So, therefore, this Taisus is not against the general Shita of Tosus in general. If you hold Migu Lahotzi Bishtar is Amrinin, yes, but if the Shtar has a Reis into it, would put in jeopardy its whole validity, then Mimela, it won't be good. But it's interesting, Jared pointed out to me that the Beis Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, Machav into it, he told me the Beis Yaakov asked the Kasha, two Tosusim earlier, the case is in Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, the husband loses, the woman wins. Why? Because Taisus says she has a migu. She said besulani, she has a migu to say that the guy was bol mi be'erusin. Taisus says she wins in Yehuda. Isn't that a migu lahotzi bishtar? It's a ksuba. So it's a stira between two Tosusim. So the Nesivus, the Beis Yaakov asked this kasha. So the Beis Yaakov answers, beautiful answer. He says, when does the Tosfos say that a migu bishtar wins? Migu lahotzi bishtar wins. It's not a migu, it's a pesha aser. In Yehuda, she has an advantage. The chazaki was baller, they had yichud. So it's like a pesha aser. A pesha aser is stronger than a migu. Memela, a pesha aser bishtar with is amrinin. A migu bishtar is law migu bishtar lemaisa in a chanami taisu shita would be maybe a migu bishtar against the mitzvah and perhaps that a migu bishtar against the general shita of Tosus and Shas, but this Tosus report according to mitzvah and he forempers it according to the regular shita of Tosus that Tosus in general holds migu lahotzi bishtar is amrin is good. Here in this Tosus, why does he say it different in mitzvah? It says because the shtar is put in jeopardy. Okay, that's one mahalach. But we're pointing out there's a steer between the two Tosin. Does a migu bishtar work or not? So the Beis Yaakov wants to say, when we say it's good, it's a pesha usser, because she has an advantage. A pesha usser bishtar is amrinin. Whereas the other Tosis, maybe this Tosis against the general sheet of Tosin Shas, that migu lahotzi bishtar, tak is what? Is lo amrinin, like that sheet that we said of the Talmid Rabbein Yonah. So there's two ways to view that last Tosis. But I want to just point out that a Peshasser, this is assuming a Peshasser is stronger than a Migu. We find this, you know, the Gemara has a suffix above a Basra on Hayim and Beis with a Migu Babakam Chazak Amrinin or not. So the Tur, and the Shach writes this in Kuf Ches and Sifkot and Memvav, the Tur says that's a Peshasser Babakam Chazak, right? What's the case over there? The Lova says, I paid you Toksman. He has a Migu to say he paid it when? Bisman. So Lamaisa, that's a Pesha Asr. Pesha Asr Makam Chazaka, whereas a Safik, which wins. But a Migu B'Makam Chazaka for sure loses. That's the way the Torah wants to say. And the Shach is neither like that Torah. He tries to be Marich, what's shot in the Taisus. Taisus in here, in this last Taisus, brings up Migu B'Makam Chazaka, and he says that the Chazaka they're dealing with over there, Enam Torah Pesud Masi, is a strong Chazaka. But we have to get involved in that. But what I'm just bringing out is that the Tur Taka says, Pesha Asr, the Gemara clears whether it's Adit Mechazak or not. But Migu, for sure not. You see a Pesha Asr stronger. And that's what the Beis Yaakov is saying. And he said, Pesha Asr Bishtar is Amrinit. Whereas a Migu Bishtar, Lahotzi, we will still say Lo Amrinit. Remember many years ago, Rav Amital Shliti pointed out to us, the Gemara on Ted Zion Manalf, the Shari Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Flexer, so that's a great, it was a great goan in Yushalayim. Wanted to claim some Achlogish Rashi Taisus there in Tetzayim by Shor Shochel Lefanecha. Is the Peshasser the same thing as the Migu? Or is the Peshasser a different din, stronger than a Migu? I remember when once asked Rosam Nechemi about Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, why are you asking me this? Shari Yitzchak has a whole sefer on Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. What do you do? So he wanted to claim it's a Machlokes Rashi Taisus. So this chiluk that we're suggesting is assuming that Peshas is stronger than a regular Migu, which is a Kufa Machlokes Rashi Taisus. At least he wanted to say Shari Yitzchak on Tetzayin Amar Aleph. So Lamaisa Peshas Bishtar, we want to say it is going to be Amrinin. Okay. Now let's take this a step further now in the sugya back by us on Pehei. Why is it that this kind of Shitroi is not a good Taina on its own? Why does it need a Migu? What's wrong with it? So the Rosh says as follows, right here. The Rosh says, because if you have two loans, which loan would the Lova want to pay back first? The Milva Bishtar. You don't want a star around. You could recollect it. And therefore, the Shitroi Ninu is the money that's being paid by us is the oral loan. It's a Shvira Taina. So to bolster that Taina, you need a Migu. So what you see from the Rosh Pashup Shot is that the Lova is in charge. He can, if the Lova has two loans to pay back, he can determine which loan he's paying back. Is it the Milva Peh, Milva Bishtar? That's smack against the Ran and the Ritva right here. The Ran and the Dap Arif, and then Beis Mez Maskal Vini and the Ritvoyer, Dirmaskal also both claim that they would. That the Malva is absolutely in control. And the Malva Kovea, which loan is being paid. And the way they learn up this Gemara, is that when the money was paid, very well might be that it was a Milva Bishtar the law they had in mind to pay back. But you know what? The Malva is in control and he switched and says, no, you're paying back the oral loan. And the Milva Bishtar is Shitroi Ninu. So the Ran and the Ritvar Koveya, the Malva decides. But if you hold, like the sheet of the Rosh, that the Lova is really in charge, how'd the Rosh read the Gemara? The Rosh says that it's Shitroi Ninu is a bad Taina, it needs a Migu, because the Lova is Koveya. But you see in the Gemara, the Malva won in the end. The Malva was Koveya. So the Gon says that if you look in the Mordechai here on Reish Yud Zion, the Mordechai says as follows. that the way you learn up the Gemara is that the taina of the Malva was that the shliach said see Troy. The shliach, in a Hanami, the Rush says the lova is what? The lova can't convey which loan is being paid. But the Malva is saying that the lova said it's mamish going to be paid for what? See Troy Ninu. That's part of the taina of the Malva. The Malva is saying that the shliach said to us, see Troy. He himself said see Troy. And they're just what? They're just echoing that. That there are two loans. So, because in general, the Rosh says the Lov is Koveya. So how does he read the Gemara? So the way the Gaon says it, he'll learn the Gemara like the Mordechai, that the claim was, is that the Lov himself said this is what it's being paid for. It's being paid for this particular loan. This oral loan. That's exactly what he said. Otherwise, you'd be stuck how to read the Gemara. So it comes out, Lamais, if you hold like the Ritvin, the Ran, that the Malvis Taka Koveya, so, and the Malvis Koveya, Lamais, so what do they need a Miku for? See, Troy Ninu is a good Tain according to them. They're Koveya. They're Koveya, which loan is being paid. So what do you need a Miku for? So Rabbi Chanan asked this Kasha. Rabbi Chanan asked this Kasha right here on the spot in Oshin Hek. And he says like this. He says, no one knows about this second loan. There's no drawer to Mamona on it. So Amigu is not powerful enough. I mean, Shitroin is not powerful enough to create this suffix. So you need Amigu to do that. Shitroin on its own couldn't do it. But Lamaisa, the truth is, if you held like the Ritf and the Ran, that the Malva wins in his Koveya, why talk in Amigu? You need Amigu because there's no drawer to Mamona. No one knows about this. It wouldn't be enough of a Taina. And for that matter, Rabbi Chanan says, even Viter, he says, and this we'll get into the two approaches to Migu, but Rabbi Chanan says, if you hold Migu as a beaver, let's introduce, what are the fame in all the yeshivas in the island? What are the two approaches to how Migu works? Migu literally means the word since. Since I made claim A, but since I have a claim B, a theoretical claim, believe me on claim A. That's what literal Migu means, since, literally, but that's the pshat. So is it a Mali L'Shakar, which is the Lashon HaGemara in Bava Basra, that I could have made a better lie, and since I didn't, I'm believed on claim A, but it's a Birur, it's an Emes? Or do you say no? Like they say in the Yeshivas, there's a Kosuk, a Koch HaTayne. The way I understand Koch HaTayne is you have a theoretical claim that you'd be believed on claim B, and you streamline it to claim A. Because there's a Kosuk, your Neman. We're not discussing Emes or Shakar, the din is you win. You streamline the nemanis. So Rabbi Chanan says, if Migu works mitam mali the shakar midin emes. So I don't understand. Why does the shliach, the lova lamaisa, why does the shliach have to pay the lova? The din is the lova loses. Done. Ganuk. Why should the shliach have to pay the lova? Because of litkuni shir artichav lo lavasi? Why? Al pi din, it's done. So what he wants to say, the Shar Mishpat says, he quotes a Shar Mishpat that says that a migu works for one, for the Baal Dover, but it can't work for someone else. So Lamaisa, since it can't work for someone else, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. But he asks, we find many Mekoimis, the Shar Mishpat says, that a migu for one person works for someone else. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's on the Shari Chaim, wants to say, Amigu is Emes, but Amigu's Emes in the realm of Tainus. It creates a suffix. It creates a suffix. And the bottom line is, but it's way we want to formulate it, it's like a subjective Emes. It's not objective Emes. It's Emes in the realm of Bali Dover in Tainus. But it's not Emes. It's not Emes Lamitoi. You know what's Emes Lamitoi? Besides for the Tairak Daisha, but Peshos or Peshitr. There are three levels. There's Koch HaTayne. There's another approach. There's a subjective Emes. And then there's what a Peshos is, Mamish objective Emes. And therefore, since it's a subjective Emes, it loses out to another objective din of Lidkuni Shidartich Lo Lavasi. And the Shliach has got to pay. But I want to say a Chiddush. If Lu Yitzur in this Gemara would be a Peshoser, then the Shliach wouldn't have to pay a penny. because a Peshas would be objective emes, and that would beat out the Tkuni Sharabdicha Lola Basim. That's what we want to say, Achidish, perhaps. But that's the Bira Dover, because we're saying that it's like a subjective emes. And that's taka why the Shlich has to pay. Okay, now, I want to now point out a few nafkaminis between these two approaches of Birur and Koch HaTaina. Let's begin. First of all, you could say, Pashtus, that kasha that we had in the Tosfos Bav Metzia, we said, Migul Hotzi Lo Amrinan. If you look in the first Mordechai there in Bav Metzia, it gives a new klal called Migu Mimamun Lamamun Lo Amrinan. The first tain is chetishli, your theoretical claim is kulishli. Those are two different din tires. Says Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Bey Simin Dalit, that if you want to streamline the Ne'amonis, it has to be the same din tire. Koch HaTaina tells me, Migu Mimamun Lamamun Lo Amrinan. But if you hold beer, what's the difference? If you hold beer, what's the difference? That's one nafkamina. Number two, the Rabbi Chanan quotes a Shar Mishpat. If you have tray for tray, and on one of the sides of the tray, you have a baldover that has a migu, does that tip the scale and win? The Shar Mishpat says, yes, it does. So Rabbi Chanan says, why? If migu is mikach birur, there are different types of birur. It's tray kemeya. It should be a tie. Why does it tip the scale? But if migu is a koch hataina, which is a different genre, a different din, then it tips the scale. And therefore, in trey v'trey, if the baldover has a migu on one side, he'll taka win. If you hold koch hataina, if you hold birur, should all be a tie. Trey kemeya. Another nafkamina, perhaps. This is klal that we discussed, migu lahotzi. If you hold migu lahotzi amrinan, like we said, the Ritva and the Rashba Paskin, the Ramban and the Ritva Paskin, not the Rov Rishona, if you hold koch hataina, my nafkamina, what's doing? Whether it's the Hachzik or Lahotzi, it should be good. But if you hold its birur, it's not enough of a birur to be Motzi Mamun. Rov's not enough. Most Chazakas aren't enough. So anything short of Edim, L'chura shouldn't be good. So that's a third nafkamina. A fourth nafkamina. What about the klal of Migu Da'aza? The claim B is a chutzpedika claim. So there's a machloikis, the Rosh, and the Rimigash. The Rosh Yeshita, the Migu Da'aza works for Mammon. It doesn't work the Pater Ashur. So what's the sheet of the Rosh? The Rabbi Chanan's Mazir beautifully. He says for Mammonis, Koch HaTaina is enough. So I don't care whether it's chutzpedik. It's a claim that's possible. Streamline it. It'll work for Mammonis. By Shvuah, though, you need birur. And therefore, you need a birur. And therefore, a Migu Da'aza won't do the job. Because it's a chutzpedik, a claim you never would have done it. And therefore, the Pater Yeshvu, you need the genre of a birur. Therefore, it's not good. So that's a fourth nafkamina. A fifth nafkamina would be this klal, and Rabbi Chanan says this as well in Baba Basra, and the Suga and Lamed Gimel and Medbeis, called Migu Lechetzi Taina. Migu Lechetzi Taina Amrinan or Lo Amrinan? What does this klal mean? So the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Reish of the Mishnah says, if a father says about his daughter, Kidashi V'Girashtia, that he married her off and she got divorced when she's a Ketana, he's believed. The Sefer of the Mishnah says if she's Nishpesi, and then he redeemed her, he's not Nemer. So that's the Mishnah, Reishin Sefer. The Ran there, in the Dapei Arif, on the spot, the Ran says there, on the spot there in Kedushin, he has Akasha. Why is the father not believing in Sefer? Let him be believed with the Migu that he could have said Kidashti Grashtia. That's the Ran's Kasha. So the Ran gives an answer, he says it's a Migu Lechetzi Taina. What does Migu Lechetzi Taina mean? Because the claim he made was Shvuya, there are two results. She's Psula Kuna, she cannot eat Truma. Kidashti V'Girashtia, she's Psula Kuna, but she's still Muteris B'Truma. It only covers half of it. Such a Migu is bad, it's a Migu Lechetzi Taina. Then he gives another Teretz, and he says, the Ran, that the father's Nemanis to say he married off the daughter is a Chiddush HaTorah. And it's only constricted to when you actually made the taina. But in a theoretical claim, it's not acceptable. And that's what we're trying to use it as the migu. So it could be these two terutzim in the Ran. The second terutz of the Ran is holding migul chetzitan and generally I'm reading, but here you can't say it. What's the machlekes whether migul chetzitan? If you hold you can streamline the nemanis, then it should be good. Who cares whether it covers only half of it? You'll say pagin nemanis, cover that half. It should cover that half. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Problem is here, you can't because of another teretz, a chidush atar. But theoretically, in the sugyan b'bafra, by Kravid Ravidi, he splits it. You get the payers, but you don't get the karka. It legitimatizes part of the claim. But if you hold beer, says Rebbe Chanan, why would you make that second claim only get you half of what you would have claimed on your claims? You never would have said it. So those two terutzim of the Ran are actually tully, we could say. He doesn't quote this Ran, Rebbe Chanan. We're saying that on our own. That maybe it's totally on what? On how you view the concept of migu. So we mentioned five nafgaminas. Mom la momen, trey vitrey, if the baal dar has a migu, migu da ozo, migu la chatzitan, and migu la hotzi. Now, I want to get now to the next case in the Gemara. Let's get to it. Hayi isasa. There was a woman. Dave mafkida gaba meluga the shtari. She was deposited a bond of shtaris. Asu yorshim katovale mine. They come to tovea from her. Give us the shtaris back. Amrulu michaim tafisnulu. She grabbed the michaim. Asala came the Rav Nach. She caused him in the presence of Rav Nach and Amalah. He says to Islachosari titavua minach michaim. Do you have a witness, Aidim, that they took you to Din Torah and you denied it, refused to give it to him? Well, Yavis Neil, I didn't give it to him. Amalei lo, she said no. Imken ave tvis lachar misa. Tvis lachar misa lo klumhi. So this, the way Tosis learns here, introduces us to a new topic, a sixth type of topic in Migu, called Amigu l'mafreya. The way Tosis learns. What is Amigu l'mafreya? Normally we've been saying, oh, what does it mean? You say claim A, you had a theoretical claim of claim B, correct? The way Tosis learns is you have claim A, what was her claim? She said she was deposited stars, but she decided one morning to wake up and it's hers. Because she's owed money by the guy. So therefore she's owed money, he has stars that he's owed money. He owes me money, she'll keep the stars. Tosis says that's not a tfisa, that's not registered as a tfisa, just waking up one morning. What registers a tfisa if she was taken to a, if she would have said that she was taken to a din Torah and she refused to what? Refused to give them over. That would have been a register as a tfisa michayim. Tosis says, well, you know what? She has a migu, she could have said lakuach biyadi, that she bought the shtaris. So Tosis answers, that's a migu l'mafreya. Because a migu l'mafreya is you had claim A, which she said claim A, that she woke up one morning and decided to grab it. Claim B was that she was taken to a din Torah and she refused to give it. Let that claim be believed with amigo lakuchu biyadi. But she already made claim A. So you cannot rewrite history with amigu. And therefore amigu l'mafreya is law I'm reading. Tosis says here, and pay him and off on the top. Because you have a, you put, there's A, B, and C when you talk about the portrait of amigu l'mafreya. And you cannot rewrite history. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is, works very well, if it's a birur amigu. Because at this point when she made this claim, at this point when she made that first claim, she thought it was the best claim in the world. Well, what is amigu? Believe me on claim A because I could have made a better claim B. But at this, in this portion, in this case, she thought her claim now was the best claim in the world. The mela, it goes up in smoke. That's amigu l'mafreya. Now, if you hold migu kochatayna, it's not an afgamina, I don't think. You could say kochatayna means you have to have the kochatayna right now when you make the claim. You can't say you have it, you know, later and try to rewrite history. According to both approaches, migu l'mafreya law reading. The problem is, not a problem, but the other Rishonim don't look like Tosis. And the truth is, when I was learning this story, I had a hard time with it because it's strange the way Tosis learns, you know. She woke up one morning. That's not called registered a tfisa. What is tfisa? Of an ishtil and nafshe, no? You need a registered tfisa? Tosis evidently learned like that. That her deciding one morning that it's hers is not a tfisa. But what's a tefisa when you're taking it in turn, you refuse to give it, and you want to keep? That's legitimate tefisa. To me, I thought it was a chiddush. The other Rishonim learned not that way. The other Rishonim learned, the Rosh, the Ron, the Ritval, they say they make an ukimta that there were Aiden, that the stars came to her hand with Torpikoto. Memela, she can't say, La Yudvarim Yalim. She can't say, La Kuchu Biyadi. There were Aiden there. They make an ukimta in the Gemara. So the Korban, the Son, on the bottom, the Rosh's eye, why'd the Rosh say a different shot? Tosus, you could say the Karni Reim learns, Tosus didn't learn like them, because that Masha from the Gemara that they were Aiden. It's Masha from the Raya came from her, not from Aiden. So that's how the Karni Reim says that Tosus didn't like the other Shur. Why didn't the Rosh and the Ritva and the Ram learn like Tosus? Because the Korban Nisana says the Rosh holds Migul Mafrey Amrinan. Migul Mafrey Amrinan. But the Rosh later on Kuf Tetzim and Beizim Tzuba says off and on. He brings the same rise as Tosfos and Shavuos. Migul Mafrey Amrinan. Says Migul Mafrey Amrinan. So the Shach and the Go both say that the Pshat of the Rosh is that they understood that when she says that second statement, she's being Mevar what she meant in the original statement. It's not A and then what? A B and a C. B is being Mavar. She didn't wake up one morning. She meant to say was that she was taken to a Din Torah and she refused to give it over. So Mamela, even the Rosh holds Migul Mafrey Amrinan. But look, but in this situation, the reason why they say a different shot in the Gemara, they didn't like this, is because if you say like that, you're just being masber what was said. So it doesn't get you into the box of Migul Mafrey Amrinan. That's the Pshat Lamaisa, what the Shach and the Go want to say, Pshat and Rosh. But you shouldn't think that the Rosh holds, or any sheet holds, Migul Mafrey Amrinan. The Pashtus says there's no Rishonim say that. The Pashtus says that Lamaisa, and that's why it's not a Nafkamini. Because everyone holds, you plug it in with beer. What kind of beer is there? You thought it was the best claim in the world. The whole word of Amigu is, as though, what? I could have made a better claim. If you hold Kochatan, you got to have it now. That's taka why it's not a Nafkamini. Fits very well, and that's why I don't think there's a sheet in Rishonim. They'll say Migul Mafreya Amrinan. We say Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinan. So this is the Mahalach. Want to suggest fascinating topic. This topic of Migul. I had a my Rebbe, who's Rosh Yeshiva now in Skokie, by Avram Friedman Shlita. I once remember he told us that Reb Herzl Kaplan Zatzal, his Rebbe, once told the Bachrim they would go home for Pesach. They should, in the middle of the Seder, speak about Migu, what they're learning in Yeshiva. Just, you know, explaining them the concept, what the parents are paying tuition for, the lumdus of Torah Shabbat Peh. Tell them the Kaberer Kochatainen. Tell them this is what you do in Yeshiva. This is the Torah Shabbat, the Torah Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.